So I'm sure most of us probably have had a humbling experience at least a time or two or multiple times. And usually those humbling experiences go along where we think we know everything, right? Or we think we're the best at this, or that we do something that then we make a mistake and then just feel humble. That we have these humbling experiences, quite honestly, like it if you're not. And I honestly think God is making fun of us too, because he makes sure we're humbled, especially at the highest moments, at those times that we're very prideful, that he's very much like, no, not anymore. That I think he has a laugh at us because we as humans tend to be prideful, right? We tend to, I'm sure most of us here have at least thought at least once that we're the best at something, right? At least at some point in our life that we say we're the best at something. And I think that's something to think about and to ponder and to quite honestly look into our own lives this Advent season. Because quite honestly, humility is one of those things that will help us to get to Christ. That'll help us to get to heaven. That will help us to be better people, because if we're always thinking we're better than everybody else, will we necessarily help someone else to raise them up? Maybe, maybe not. But also, too, this Laudate Sunday, this Rejoice Sunday, is a time we're rejoicing in Christ for all the things he has done for us. We are rejoicing with Christ for every blessing that he's given us. But if we think we did it all by ourselves and we are the best at it, that we didn't have any help from anyone, especially not God, that is not right. And can you still be rejoicing at the same time, thanking God and appreciating God for what he has done in our lives? Because quite honestly, everything you have, everything you do is ultimately because he created us. He created us for this purpose in this life, to do everything that you do. Yet sometimes our brains think we're the best, we're the greatest. When in reality, we should be humbled. We should be lower than low. That we should be like John the Baptist, as we hear in the gospel reading today as well. He was saying that, no, I am not the Christ, because I'm not even close to worthy to unloosen the sandals on Christ. And yet he is called the greatest person on earth. That it's something to it for us to be humbled, come before God, to rejoice in his blessings. Rejoice that he did come on earth for our sake in about 8 days. No, 9 days now. That we will remember him at Christmas when he was born again to us, a very humble and simple beginning. But yet God our Father wanted us to see Christ, to have Christ in our flesh here on earth in a very simple and humble way. And ultimately that humble way, that way we go through, is how we get to heaven. It's not all about being wonderful and great in front of people, doing all these wonderful things. Yes, I'm sure you're all well accomplished here and done wonderful things in your life, both for society and people. And I'm not saying that's wrong to do. What I'm saying is the mentality of we are perfect. We don't need help from others. We don't especially need help from God is more the issue. It's ultimately when we come before God to beg him for mercy, because we are all sinners if you don't know that. We all have made mistakes in our lives. We have all have done something wrong to offend other people. We need to come before God to rejoice both in his love and his mercy, but to rejoice in the fact that he was so humbled that he wanted his son to be born of the Virgin, to be born of Mary, to be born in our state, to help us to lead towards him. And if you read anything about Christ, Christ is probably the most humble person on earth. That he didn't care about honors, he didn't care about accolades. Quite honestly, he would go against that. That he's the example for us to strive for, to go towards in our lives. And this Sunday, not only should we be rejoicing that he has done that for us, that he has redeemed us because he was humble, we should be rejoicing too that soon in Christmas, that we'll have him born again. Remember him being born to help us, to save us, to be better people on earth here and now. And that's why this Sunday is a wonderful Sunday for us to appreciate what Christ has done for us. To humble ourselves before him and say, Christ, I need your help. I need your love. I need your strength. That I need you in my life. And not just say I can do it completely by myself, but ultimately to have God into your heart.